before we begin this Scared Kelly Talent Show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkhead, along with Johnny. Tonight we're discussing how scientists believe those who are diagnosed with Down syndrome should have priority to gain access to the coronavirus vaccine, which I feel that there are some states that are not prioritizing different abilities, let alone making it accessible to people. Granted, it's very difficult for people to just get the vaccine anyways, which this has been reported out of Denver CBS local news, which they should receive the vaccine soon. This is a big deal. People with pre-existing conditions should be able to get the vaccine, no matter if it has a different ability or not, let alone different abilities could be at higher risk for this virus as well, which I would want to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel that government agencies are not, some areas are making it difficult to get the vaccine, which let alone how could you get the vaccine when you're hoping to get an appointment? It's difficult to just get an appointment. It's a big deal. What are your thoughts on this? There's so much news coming out about the vaccine, let alone how companies are trying to give people the ability to get the vaccine and get free stuff, free donuts, which is cool.
Yeah.
It definitely shows that makes the process a lot easier too, or it should be more accessible and show something that you could get while definitely needing this vaccine, because there's a lot of people even with intellectual different abilities who could be have higher risks too. But no one's talking about that priority.
It's interesting, like how is it Philadelphia can their 1B is like it includes, but the rest of the state doesn't, like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
It's a big deal. Inquirer is coming out saying, why aren't you prioritizing people? Then maybe you should start prioritizing people based upon intellectual disabilities and not just be like, yes, one group should get it before another. Pre-existing conditions should include disabilities as well. It shouldn't be just who should get it or who shouldn't get it. It matters.
I mean, there are studies showing that people with intellectual disabilities, they're at a higher risk of death.
Yeah. And that's coming from the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yeah.
So,
or I'd like to call the Inky.
So why not be more progressive? Why not actually be ahead of the curve and do what you can to get people in to get vaccinated? Do your part. It should not just be one group should not be prioritized over another. It should be the groups that could be under more groups that have the groups that could be at higher risk should get the virus. It's not just a let's pick and choose who gets it when there's people coming out when Krispy Kreme is saying, hey, I'm going to give away free donuts.
Which for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year. Just because you get a vaccine. Big deal. Very big deal. It's not something you should just balk at and scoff at. You should be like, okay, get the vaccine. Do your part. Go and get some free donuts out of it. And call it a day. Because more people could really benefit from getting this vaccine. I think the more people who get the vaccine, the better we will all be. Which is a big deal.
And here's a thought. When we're all fully vaccinated, guess what? We can finally get rid of our masks.
Could be around for a while, but...
But until then, I would wear it.
Wear the damn mask. Yeah. And also be aware of if you don't get vaccinated, it doesn't matter what disability, intellectual disability, or what different abilities you have. If you have the ability to get vaccinated, get it.
Yeah, I would definitely get it. It's been proven safe.
Yeah. And wouldn't
mostly,
be put,
mostly safe.
Mostly safe. Why would scientists be backing it? Why would people be wanting to help others? Big deal. Big deal. Let alone making sure that people don't get deathly ill from this.
Yeah.
Because there's everlasting side effects with the virus. Getting a fucking shot, you only get to feel sick 24 hours, 48 hours. It does not mean, just this, would you rather be sick and potentially die, as much as that's a grim thing to say? It's a big deal, let alone doing your part to just get your mask, get the vaccine. What could hurt? You're not going to, it's a win-win situation. Yeah, you might feel cruddy for a few days, but what else could you do? Just go with the flow, get the vaccine, do your part. And a lot of people could be happy and healthy and not have to worry.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm getting my vaccine, my second dose, and it doesn't matter. I don't mind feeling sick for a few days. And it makes sense to do that, because yes, I qualified. Yes, Pennsylvania is still in 1A. There are certain places actually doing their part to create a waiting list, trying to get people pushed through. Getting that first appointment is necessary. Getting the second appointment is easy. But once you get that first appointment, you're golden. And it's so easy to, to just be able to feel like you don't have to, you could rest easy a little bit. Yeah, you still have to social distance. Yeah, you still have to wear a mask. But I would rather be social distancing and potentially not be a, not be a person to get sick. There is always the chance that you could be asymptomatic, and it is what it is. But having that ability to be safe is what's needed right now.
Yeah.
And it should not matter what shot you get. If you get the shot, be happy. There's a reason why scientists are saying people deserve to get it.
Yeah.
And people have a higher risk. So get it. It's necessary. It's a big deal. And it's not just a little big deal. And having the ability to get back to a sense of normal matters. I would potentially want to have the ability to get some perks if I could show that I've been vaccinated for a year. And a year's a big deal. So giving away free donuts just for show. If other people could, if other businesses did that, that would be a pretty big deal to show the importance of this vaccine. And on another, and our final, and final, and to end the night, tune in Monday when we discuss if Clubhouse app is so worth the hype, let alone how many months it's going to take for them to open it up to Android users.
Yeah.
And is it really going to, is it worth it for people to join this? Because it's really, like, elusive to get in. And, yes, with coronavirus, social media is becoming a thing that is meant to help people. But does it? But is it really going to benefit? How is this networking app going to be any different from a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram space?
Yeah.
When it's all over audio, some people may not want to, some people may not be able to network on this app. You don't know until you actually join in and to be a part of this new generation of apps that are coming through, let alone Android users got a fake Clubhouse app too, which is pretty unfortunate when this app is pretty much exclusive for iPhones at the moment.
I think it's not exclusive anymore to iPhone. I think they actually launched a PC version as well.
Oh, that's good. But how long are you going to wait to get pushed through?
Maybe like a couple months.
Yeah. To get onto this app. How big is this app going to get? Is it going to be a competitor to Facebook? We don't know. Tune in Monday when we discuss more about Clubhouse and even discussing how it's not accessible in more depth and detail, which matters as well.
What will it take over the kings of, like, the Zoom or the Discord, even?
Oh, yeah, very
true. Discord's gotten big.
Yeah, Yeah, very true. Discord has some great communities on there, too.
I love Discord, by the way.
And Discord also has a chat feature as well, but also you could type. So literally, you could have that ability to type as well. So then there's no... It's really just a benefit to those who are on Discord as well. Are people from Discord really going to restart their communities all because they want to join this app, which could take months to join?
Which is not a big deal.
And if it's not accessible for people, then how is that going to benefit anyone, the user interface? We'll discuss this and more on Monday, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, I guess now it's 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Oh, yeah, Daylight Time. Sorry, Daylight Time. And... definitely be back to we'll discuss this new app in depth, especially when it definitely has some juicy news talk. There's some definitely juicy news surrounding this app too, especially when it relates to the apps that are currently out here. Out for people to have and to join. Is it going to beat Discord? Or is it going to become a new space? How likely is it going to do that? Who knows? Tune in Monday, same time, same place. Definitely don't. And if you have the chance, get the vaccine. You have nothing to lose, and definitely wear a mask and do your part to stay healthy and to be aware of how you could be aware of your surroundings and how you feel about the COVID vaccine. And really think about if you have the ability to get vaccinated, get it. You have nothing to lose. On that note, we'll see you next Monday. Bye.
Bye, everybody.